What's up? I'm Justin Bieber. Come check out my tour bus.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm looking at our StreamYard comments.
Yeah.
Where are they? I don't know what I have to press to get our peeps.
Look
since
on
we
the
don't
right
have Josh
side.
Here today. What?
You look on the right side of your screen.
And you click comments.
Yes.
Do you have them?
Hold on. They're there, just no one has commented anything yet.
No, that can't be right, because they're always saying hi to each other. And we said, didn't we make it clear? Did
we
send
did make
something
it
out at 3
very
o'clock?
Clear. Yes.
Thank you, David Edgar.
I know. I thought about it as the
thank
words
you.
Were coming. No one's calling, Don and Mike.
Shocker. Duh. Anyway, so welcome to the show. It's probably not the best idea in the world for you and I to be here alone today.
No,
probably bad timing after yesterday's event, you know?
Yeah.
Probably a little tense.
Maybe we can work it out
you,
today.
I would think, huh?
Maybe we can work it out today.
Well, first of all, how did you sleep? Did you sleep okay?
I didn't go to bed till very late because I had some stuff to do, and I slept fine. But I did get up at 7:45 today, so no extensive amount of sleep. So,
do you think it's a coincidence that when you and I are doing this show alone for the first time since we have ever done the viewer comments, they're not open?
I don't think it's a coincidence.
What?
I think that
think a button is wrong. And we're claiming they're not. I feel like something's wrong. I feel like I feel naked without at least one of our peeps chopping at us on the YouTube channel. Unless there are zero people that are watching this right now. Did we let people know we were going to be taping at 3 o'clock?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm just confused.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about that at all?
I am. But nothing should be changed. I mean, the comments, it defaults to doing comments.
I mean, I want to make sure that we're, you know, on YouTube and all that. Josh is not here because he's celebrating his birthday with his wife's
Kelly's
birthday.
Yes.
Welcome to the professional operation that is the last flicker of the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies
Don't say
and gentlemen.
That. Don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, yesterday was a bad day for me. You could,
I understand.
Yeah, I could tell everybody it was, but I'm still here and I'm delighted. I won't feel whole until I know what, give your friend a call.
All right.
Turn your microphone off and give your friend a call. And I can chat with you. Hi, everybody. It's Mike. I'm glad to have you with us here today. It's lovely. I was really hoping to rely on the comments today because, when we're one guy down, it's always really, really important. And when he runs things, there's usually one major F up, maybe multiples. But that's okay. That's all right because I've gotten used to it, sort of. Well, I'll never get really totally used to it. And now... So he's calling Josh just to make sure we're doing everything correctly, just because there were some texts that were going on right before. He was very concerned. I woke up the little feed that I have and looked at the back of Rob's head, and I was just a little bit concerned. Because normally the comments keep me in line and tell me to shut up and make fun of me, and I feel like it's a warm blanket. And what I read now is StreamYard, live viewer comments show up on StreamYard. This is an example. That's usually not what we have. And so, I want to be connected with people. That's the whole purpose of this. And hopefully this won't be a really long discussion. But I don't care. Because primarily yesterday, after a very long day, I sent out what I would like to call the AI show analysis to all the powers that be. And it was a breakdown of different technical aspects of this show. And I found it fascinating. And for the very first time since I have used artificial intelligence took a long, long time to break down this show, this show's competitors, what is good about this show, what is not good about this show, how this show can grow, how the listeners can grow, where we can find the listeners, how we communicate with the listeners. So you can look for those changes coming up in the near future. And I'm not joking about that. I'm being very, very serious. And hopefully that that will work out. All right. So, oh, I see. See, now I'm seeing another thing. It says, stream this to your audience because it probably isn't streamed right now. I could have told you. I could have told you. Just the way it happens. Always. All right, he's coming back now. So what'd you screw up?
I did not tick the buttons to stream. So, yeah, it's me. But at least we got it out of the way early, huh?
So what are we doing? Are we on now?
Now we're streaming, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. Sorry you didn't hear any of that. Let's start again. No, we're not going to start
again. Many people heard it because we have other people that don't listen live and they catch it on the recording.
Oh, you love them. But anyway... Yeah, so we weren't streaming.
No, but we are now. Why are you nodding like that?
Why do you think?
Well, I mean, it's going to take a second for them to see that we're there, and then they'll pop in.
No, it's just that you know.
See, there you go.
Why are you saying it like you've figured it out or something?
I'm not
like
saying
that
at all.
See, Mike, you're live now. Thank you. Thank you very much, Reese. Hi, y'all. Hello, gentlemen. I knew it.
Now let me
explain how this works. The man at the other side of your frame would have gone the entire show without changing anything, and we would not have streamed on YouTube. Me, I knew something was wrong, and I dealt with it. So I'm very happy that we will do it. Is it noon already? There, like a warm blanket. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you spotted it. I was in the. Well, it's too much. It's too much.
Is it too much, Rob? Is it all too much? Is it all too much?
No.
Has it gotten to be too much?
No, it's inside baseball. People don't need to know what happened. I just messed up.
Who were you texting right before the show? Like, I saw the back of your head. Did you know that I logged in and logged out while you were doing that?
I did not.
Who were you texting? One of your doctors.
I was texting Carrie because I wanted to tell her an update of something I did today. So it's good. She's texting now, which is nice. She wasn't speaking last night.
She's texting you?
Yeah.
She wasn't. What are you drinking?
Iced tea.
Okay. Sweetened?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I brewed it this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you feeling defensive? Are you feeling attacked?
Why would you say that? No, I don't feel defensive.
What
we had a good talk after the show yesterday. So
you did,
yeah. So we're better. Last night, Carrie did have an after-school gig. I believe she was selling tickets for a field hockey game. So when she got home, I heard her because I was down in the basement as I usually am, and I heard the dogs bark, and I knew she was here. And then I see Linus come down. That's my little dog.
Like you're getting ready to leave. Not your arm. I'm not sure.
You sound defensive now. I'm not. I'm here for the whole time.
No, I just was wondering why you were sitting like this.
So Linus comes down. Then Sebastian, the big stupid dog, comes down, and then Carrie comes down. And to go to the back door where we let the dogs out, you have to come within 4 feet of me because my desk is parallel to the wall.
How long was she in the domicile before you had real contact with her?
None. There was no contact last night.
You mean so you were in the basement when she got home?
Right. And she walked by me and then walked back up.
Oh, so she came down as soon as she got home?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the dogs. She walked by you and then walked back upstairs without any words?
Yeah. The dogs indicated they needed to go out.
Were there any words? Stop with the dogs covering yourself with a. Were there
Mike,
any
was, I said,
were any sentences
none.
Exchanged?
No words were exchanged.
Like
at
indicate,
all.
Would there normally be any words exchanged?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
How was your day? What's up? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I
what
was
did
up
that,
late.
What did that say to you?
It said that another banner day in the Spiewak house.
Okay.
No, it said that I screwed up. I scared her. I made her mad. I appeared unresponsible. I just it's the thing that I pull away from it most with my family is embarrassment. I hate that. I feel so stupid. I feel rotten about it. I would never, ever, and this counts you and Josh too, I wouldn't want anyone
so
to
she
have to
comes
go
down
through that.
She comes downstairs,
yeah.
Walks by you.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything. You're working.
Yeah.
But you're not working or having a conversation with somebody around the phone.
Broadcasting or anything, no.
She walks by you and then walks back upstairs?
Yes.
And you say nothing?
I said nothing because it didn't look like it was going to be well received. She had a very direct look in her eye that did not, there was no eye contact.
You're going to have to, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to duck out and duck back in because you're snap, crackle, popping again. I'm sorry, but it's just the reality of what I'm hearing. Sorry, but you have to. And then we'll continue this discussion when you come back. Okay. Hi, everybody. It's me again. It's a tense time. It is a very, very tense time. So just got the notification at 3:12. Thank you very much, Quick Nick. I appreciate it. You know, Mike, I never really liked him anyway. Oh, God.
What, now, what did I miss?
They're feasting. They're feasting.
There's plenty to eat. Come on up.
MPH, I might be inclined to agree. I want to offer that help. Somebody's saying you need help.
Yeah, all I can get.
So we're back to the discussion where she walks by.
Yeah.
You choose not to engage at that particular moment.
Well, she chose the same thing.
No. She's not the one that gave the scare. You're the one that gave the scare, got her out of school, had her come. So she didn't. No. That's not how it works.
Well, I mean, I would have appreciated at least a nod or some eye contact.
You're the one that's on you, you think?
I agree it's on me, but...
Well, then why did you say she could have said something?
Mike, as I said, I would have appreciated it. I didn't expect it, but I would have appreciated it.
See, people that don't want to confront are, for me, difficult to deal with because it's like... It's on you.
It's definitely not how you do things. I know this.
Well, because I always want closure. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for closure. And when I don't get closure, I almost go insane.
Yeah.
I almost go insane when I do. So she goes back upstairs.
Right.
And no desire to get up, maybe walk up and says, do you want to talk or anything like that?
No. I had stuff to do. I was listing some stuff on Marketplace and eBay, trying to, clear out some junk. I had some the podcaster's warehouse work to do. And by the time.
They're getting cruel now.
Good.
Rob's relapse. It's not. I don't think alcohol has touched your lips in how many months? Years?
5 years, 1 month, I think.
Five years and one month. I believe that. I don't think this is a relapse. I think you've
4 years, 2 months.
I think you had a very tough yesterday, and you're coming off a little illness, and then this is the way. Do you ever think, and this is just, I'm just saying this because I'm saying this.
Right.
You know, do you ever think about reevaluating the way you communicate with her as far as like really grabbing the bull by the balls and just taking charge a little bit and really just saying, you know, come on, I know you're afraid. I know you don't like conflict. I know you because of the way you grew up, you didn't like it. But just that might resonate with her, with me, with Josh, with everybody. Like you might double check and triple check the stream and not just say passively, it's fine. They're just not calling in. Of course they're calling in, Rob. Look what we have waiting for us here.
I understand.
Okay? And you were prepared just to passive it. And it might be time for a change to just go, you know, attack a little bit. Attack, you know, the situation. Not attack people, but attack attack life a little bit. You know, by letting her walk by and say, if Carla pulled that, I said, do you want to talk? Or am I in the dog? At least to confirm that she's not saying anything because she's pissed off at me. And you said, I had things to do.
Yeah, I was doing things.
But the priority would be that you scared the crap out of her.
Right.
And you probably should have bounced right upstairs. She probably would have appreciated it.
I don't know. I don't think she would have.
No, you do know. I don't
think she would have. I honestly don't. I mean, I've been with her October, be 30 years married.
I like what Quick Nick says. He says, be aggressive in a healthy way.
Okay. So what would that entail, being aggressive in a healthy way? Going upstairs and just opening it up?
Aggressive doesn't mean attacking anybody. Aggressive means saying, hey, listen, I know I screwed up.
Right.
And I feel her. What happened to your shot?
I'm adjusting my shot.
I said, I know I screwed up. I know I scared the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. And well, let me jump ahead then. I'll make it easy. Yeah, leave Rob alone. You're right. I'm going to leave him a road. Joey Vaganote says leave Rob alone. No, no,
I can use all this.
I've said my piece. Did she ever address why she was mad?
No, no. Well, I mean, I know why she's mad.
Well, wait. You said you talked later or
no,
she's texting?
No, we had a text today about a Costco shopping list.
Oh, so it's gone.
What is gone? I don't think that the friction between us is gone, but
it was never discussed.
No, not at all. I'm hoping tonight.
Okay.
But also, you know, if she, I know her pretty well, known her a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was not the best night to tackle it. She wouldn't be in the mood to talk, might make things worse. So let her cool off a day a little bit.
Boy, I wish I could do that. I probably would be happier if I was able to do that. Because sometimes sometimes you have to. I've screwed up enough in my marriages, mm-hmm. my multiple marriages, where, the one I use as an example is with Carla. Mm-hmm. Carla's capability is, and I don't know if this is more women than men. I really don't know the answer to this, okay. If there are more women. But I think women can do this better than men can do this, where Carla can be pissed off at me. We can have a fight, and she can go into the bedroom, shut the light off, go to sleep, and bingo. I am not capable of that. I am not capable of that. I've done it because I have no other choice. But it's just, you know, it's tough because she will shut down and then can sleep with it. I can't. I welcome that from listeners, although we have a lot of men that listen. I think women do that better than men do. I think.
Maybe. You have always, I won't say been jealous
Josh
of.
Josh Stroka says, Rob, clearly Mike cares about you enough to still be upset.
That's very true. That is very true. But.
Is that Josh like weighing in from Disney?
Oh, I'm sure his car is driving him to Disney because they have
driving him to Disney.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool though. Hey, thanks for checking in, Josh. I appreciate it. Let me know if you're in your, no, you don't have to do anything. Just enjoy your Kelly's birthday. So getting back to the thing at hand.
Right. You have always
thanks,
been,
thank you.
You have mm-hmm. always been, and I won't say jealous, but I think you had an inability to understand of my ability to compartmentalize and ignore stuff that probably shouldn't be ignored, but it doesn't faze me at all. And, you know, for years it was, you know, it's Rob, la, 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 everything's happy, everything's
said,
good.
But Mike is usually upset. See, I need this. I need this now in the right column. This makes me happy, even when I'm getting my balls busted. It's my dysfunctional personality. So you can you call it compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
But you don't need to address problems.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
For years and years, I mean, you want to get deep. Family's been through a lot since we've been married, and I've always been the cheerleader. You know, come on, it's going to be okay, guys. We can do this. Let's do this. Come on. After this is done, we can do something else. We can do this. We can get through this. And it's sort of, I got a lot of it from my family because they were optimistic and I tried to do
Somebody just said, leave Mike O'Mara alone.
Leave him alone right now.
Leave him alone. Oh, but, they are into it today. Yes, I love it. Thank
it
you.
Is, it's tiring sometimes to be the cheerleader and the ringleader. And so sometimes I don't do it anymore. I don't need to do it as much anymore because my kids are older. And I'm of the
now,
opinion.
When you say cheerleader, what do you mean?
Like when everybody is just sort of down and not doing anything or they have a complaint about something, I was always the guy that was like, hey, come on, we can
That's
do this.
Such an old act, though.
What do you mean?
You do it on text threads now. You know, that's great. Yay, that kind of stuff, you know?
Okay. But that's not
that
usually...
You get burned out on that.
Yeah, you do.
That's where I see your cheerleading. Like, you never miss an opportunity to say, great idea, thanks for that. You know, you're always very diligent on that, and it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Do you think Carrie gets tired of it?
Oh, I'm sure. But it's been, you know, she's been tired of it forever.
It's easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. being that way is, you know, to always say it's going to be fine, it's going to be okay.
Disagree.
What's difficult is solving the problem. That's my opinion.
Well, that's also hard. But I'm not saying that doing what I'm not saying what I do isn't easy, isn't hard. It is hard. That's why sometimes I get weary about it.
Why are people? Any chance that she gets upset because you spend a lot of time with your mom?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that she enjoys when I'm away. I do, honestly.
But do you agree that, like, being that phony positive gets tiresome?
It gets tiresome for me, I know.
Then don't do it anymore.
No, but
then say what you really mean. Say what you think.
It's hard after doing it for so long to bail on it. It is.
Why don't you try? Why don't you just try being, why don't you just try being real? Why don't you try being real? Like you're 55 now?
Yes.
55. Mm-hmm. You're 55. You're entering you're 5 years, maybe 10 years. Let's go. You're 10 years away from the senior years where a lot of seniors will say, you don't have to take that from people. You don't have to tolerate that from people, you know? And it's like, I'll give you a classic example. She's upset with you.
Right.
Because she thought maybe you were dead.
Right.
Like I did.
Right.
So she comes downstairs, walks through, and you say nothing to her? You know, why don't you say, look, I know you're mad at me. I just wanted to say, you don't have to talk to me. I just want to say I'm sorry. Instead, you say nothing.
Right.
That's got to make her feel horrible.
I did apologize to her when she woke me. And, you know, I told you, does that not count?
What do you think? Why are you playing dumb? You're a smart guy. You're really smart. I'm calling you out a little bit.
But
I'm calling
you
out on your bullshit, Rob. I am. Somebody has to. You avoid. You conjure. And it doesn't make people around you happy.
You're right.
And she probably wouldn't mind. I mean, look, this is just one thing where I am sitting here yesterday feeling like I was going to barf.
Yeah.
Because Josh and I were looking at each other, and, well, Josh said he didn't think it as much as me. I'm more of a warrior than even Josh is, and I felt like, you know, holy shit.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, man? I mean, I don't know. It was circuit overload, you know?
I do.
With your dad and now you, and I was thinking, this can't be true. This cannot be true. And then, you know, I don't know what exists in your home, but I think I have a pretty good idea based on conversations I've had with you, conversations I've had with her.
Yeah.
And you sit there and let her walk by just like you're quiet with me when I'm upset, you know, with something. And it's just like sometimes you just got to step up a little bit.
I understand, but it's...
I mean, that's what I think. I mean, if you confront
it
and you go through that pain.
It's not in my DNA.
Screw that, man. I mean, it's not in my DNA to apologize all the time, but I apologize when I've been an asshole because I really think it's necessary. And I screw up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a house where I screw up. Now I got a kid, you know, going into his teen years pretty soon. And I got twofers on me telling me how much I screw up. And if that's not enough, then I got my sister who calls on me and my daughters that call on me and tell me when I'm screwing up. It's very frustrating. And I think yesterday could be a good example of how, you know, she has accepted it, obviously.
Yeah. Well, she's very passive, too. I don't applaud that, but it's true. I think it's one of the reasons we do so good together. Because how can there be a problem if you don't discuss it? But we know each other very well, and that's just the way we do it. It might not be healthy, but I've had a rare few years. I'm probably not in my best mental state right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. That's all. I try to, you know... That's one of the reasons why the cheerleader thing. I think it helps me a little bit too.
Yeah, but it doesn't help me. Okay. I mean, I'm just telling you how I relate to you on the show.
I understand.
It makes me angry. Mm-hmm. Well, do you understand how it makes me angry?
It shouldn't make you angry.
Yeah, because it's just like, do more. That's what I say when I see that. When I see Josh, with all due respect, who's doing this and this and this and this and this, and Carla bringing this idea, this idea, this idea, and then some metrics come up that are showing the beginning, and you put it's a good start. It's like, what value does that have for anything to say that? Do you know what I mean? Other than thanks. It's like obvious. It the adds nothing, you know?
I try to reply to let you know I've seen it.
Okay.
But I mean, I can do it a different way.
No, I'm not. I'm just, oh God, it's hard. No, I just, I have to communicate this. Like when, you know, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just acknowledging the fact that people care about you to a degree that goes deeper than you think. And I don't even know. I didn't know until yesterday.
Right.
And this is really, really heavy.
Okay.
Because all I get from people that listen, that don't know me and don't know you and don't know our relationship, is, you know, don't pick on Rob. Don't pick on Rob. Don't pick on Rob. And when someone's passive, like you or Pony or Buzz, you know, and you're dealing with alphas like Don or me.
Right.
There's no way the alpha will ever get cut slack because the alpha always appears to be a monster. But what people don't know is the monster has deep feelings about people as well. And the feeling I had yesterday, and when Josh said Mike is still upset, he's right. The feeling I had was like losing a kid.
Wow.
Even though I've never lost a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this... You know, my feeling is this show would come to an end and we would periodically have nice phone calls together. That's kind of what I would envision going forward. Not that, you know, you would be lying in bed with your eyes closed, never to wake up again, which is right. What Josh and I thought for a time yesterday. And maybe Carrie felt the same way, even though she's passive. I don't know what to tell you. It's just, I think it's me. I can only talk about, somebody said Dom was a good monster.
Maybe the best. Am I right?
Oh God. It was, you were perfect. You, can I tell you, if we're really going to pull back the curtain?
I know it. I know that it's true.
It's tough enough to work with somebody who is, a narcissist and someone who really is rough on people.
Yeah.
But when that person has an enabler.
Yep.
And Rob was Don's enabler for Mike for the entire run and made my life so hard. And all I wanted was to break free of that for a long, long time. But there are little things called golden handcuffs where you're making a good living and you want to stick with it. What I didn't realize is that he was probably doing the same thing to you with me. You know?
Yeah, it was
playing us off each other a little bit.
It was not healthy. And he, do you remember the cover of the, many people have seen it. I'm sorry, this is so old. The My Fair Lady.
You know what, Josh? You can kiss my ass. Why don't you come to work? Why don't you log in?
What did he say?
I think this means Mike would consider attending Rob's celebration of life one day.
He's having fun. Car's doing the driving, going to Disney World.
Let me give you what the listeners are weighing in since we're making this public. Rob, if she's truly your ride or die, a simple, sincere apology for scaring her will go a long way. Maybe send a short text right now and talk later. Best way to get past it. Your thoughts?
I would rather not text her. I would, but when she comes home, I will talk to her tonight. I don't like texting. I think texting has,
I hate it.
It absolutely destroys any sort of subtlety or nuance to what you're saying, and it can be misinterpreted.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of history here, and, you know, the fact that, you know.
But to go back, what I was going to say is the cover of the soundtrack for My Fair Lady had a puppet a puppeteer. And a puppeteer was controlling Eliza Doolittle. And then above that, a puppeteer was controlling Rex Harrison. So what this says to me is that, yeah, we were manipulated. We were puppeteered. And I was young and stupider. And I didn't see what was going on until after the fact, which is, that's shame on me. I should have. But I had thought at that time that I had found like a safe space, because it was brutal at times. And yeah, at times it was really brutal. But you do what you can to protect yourself. And, you know, I feel that if I had my wisdom now and to look back, I would be able to see what a disaster that was. It's not forgivable. However, that being said, it was beaten in. I'm sure it was beaten into you. I mean, it was never a healthy environment. It was never a healthy relationship at all. And it was, you were invited, you were required to participate in it. And, you know, I started with you guys
before. When you say that, explain what you mean by that to the listeners that might not know what you're talking. You were invited. What is that? Because I don't even understand.
Well, I think about like the hatred of G. Gordon Liddy at the time, which when all is said and done, I mean, I'm sorry, it meant very little to me. He seemed like a nice old man. He did a radio show before us. Kind of neat that he was a historical footnote, but you weren't allowed to like him. One time I went because my father got tickets, this is a long time ago, went and saw Jackie the Joke Man and got back to the show. And I was lambasted for that, just to go see a comedy show. So it's like you're invited to be a part of the show, which was amazing. You got to know that since I was 14, I'm listening to you and Don. And I was thinking today, I said, if you had told me when I was in high school that I could legally refer to you as my partner and you would say the same thing back to me, I would say you were crazy. There's no way that could happen. So it's really what I set out to do. And when you get an invitation to the inner fold, and I saw interns that could do it. I saw interns that were absolutely just drummed out because they weren't any fun. I was proud. I was proud of being part of the show without seeing the damage it was doing to everyone around me. Just the stuff I had to keep bottled up was nasty. It made me feel bad.
I think it's important to point out to our listeners, if I'm going to be completely honest, I want to say this without sounding like it doesn't matter. I love doing what we do.
Yeah.
It's important to me. I would feel very, very empty without it. I want to keep it going no matter what.
Of course.
I really do. And we've gone through tough times and good times, more tough than good.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when there was silence between Josh and myself and we were waiting to find out.
Right.
You know, after noon, if someone hasn't answered the bell, I thought it was a lock. I was like, I said to Josh, if Carrie calls it, the show, it was meaningless at that point. I didn't care. My stomach was just telling me that someone I care about is going to be gone. As angry and as rough on you as I can be sometimes, there was no show. How will the show? Absolutely zero. That didn't matter. What mattered was, no, don't tell me that right after his dad. No, please, that's not. Yeah. Or what, you know, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
This person who's been a part of my life for this long is going to, those are the things that churned me up when that was going on. And then after the fact, I was furious.
Of course. And you should be.
So upset. I still, as Josh pointed out, I still am. And I look, the way you handle it is your business. You know, it's not there are multiple times when I will have be frustrated because something happened
right
on the show that was a nuts and bolts issue, and you don't deal with it. You don't reach out. You don't, because you don't prefer to do that. You prefer to be the way you are, and it drives me nuts on a show basis, communicating that. And I'm sure I drive you nuts when I might lay something on you that you think is not legit, that, oh, that's not what it was at all, Mike. That's not what it was, because you got that all the time. Misunderstandings happen with that.
Right.
You know, when you work with somebody as long as I've worked with you, it was a shock, and it was like a new experience, because maybe the way you feel about me to a certain extent too is that, you know, we're kind of always there, right? We're always kind of there. It's kind of it's kind of a landing place, and
I won't say joined at the hip, but I will
say. And by the way, Joey, almost. Bag of donuts, oversleeping is not a crime, or is it? No, it's not. Absolutely not. And this.
But
has,
what I did was this, but way no, beyond.
This has. I want to make it clear. This has nothing to do with oversleeping at all. This has everything to do with the way we handled it, what we were afraid of.
Yeah.
Not that he overslept. That was irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
What was relevant was just, wow. How that, because it's very unusual for someone to go that late.
It is.
You know, and if they're not, you know, doing heroin or something like that. So
yeah,
it was,
it shocked me as well. And it was a bad night not to have my phone on the night.
Do you think our boy is having fun in the chat group right now, the Mike O'Mara Show?
What he has done is he's on his way to have a dinner with Gaston and the Beauty and the Beast lady or whatever, and he's going to go in the castle all gummied up. He's having a blast.
He's
Are you kidding?
He's having fun. He's having fun. But look, the bottom line is I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that you, as soon as I found it, he's up. I forget. I read the text yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, is it a two-dayer where I'm concerned? And but that, you know, as far as you and the way you approach things, you know, sometimes a reboot is important with the family and with the coworkers and with all that. And I think since your dad died, you've kind of been flatlining.
Yeah.
And I think that it's kind of like, you know, just to. Maybe because of the meds, maybe because of whatever. You're just like, here, I will describe it in mime.
Okay, right? Great.
This is
great.
You since you came back from Miami.
Hmm?
You know? And, you know, do what Liddy did. Put the hand over the flame and just wake up.
Oh,
you know?
I don't want to do
people
that.
People care about you. And
oh,
you know,
never doubt that.
You know. It. Yeah, but I mean, I think that really that it's something that... you know, near and dear to your heart, you know, with her, and she's passive too. Well, maybe she's passive too, but maybe you don't be passive. And you try to you know, reach out and be more proactive is, I guess, what I'm saying, you know?
Not my strongest suit. I will give you that.
Oh, it's easy to say that, pal. It's easy to say that.
Not good at it.
Not my strongest
that
suit.
That was lighthearted. I hope you know that.
Okay.
I mean, it's very valid advice. It is.
Yeah. And believe me, I don't know nothing about nothing when it comes to, you know, other than I have to fix.
Right.
Oh, that's a mental illness as far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
Fixing, you know, fixing.
And but that, I have to ask, do you
glad
think
you're here?
What? I'm glad to be here. And I love this show too. It's the best part of my day every day. But when you talk about the fixing, is that in your DNA from your family, or did that come, or did it intensify when you got into the business? I'm curious. Because I know some of it has got to be the business, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I always want closure. I don't know where it comes from. I haven't spent enough time on an analyst couch to know where it comes from, but I love to fix. That's why I kind of avoid negativity in threads, because I want to, for a while there, I was going to, you know, I have to answer this.
There
I
won't
have
be
to
an
answer
end
this.
To it.
And then I don't do it. And I've reached out to listeners who have pissed me off that I had a relationship with and then would reach out and go back and forth and fix situations. And some you just have to walk away, and some you try to fix.
Yeah.
And, you know, fix the dog. I don't know what that means. I know we have to keep going. So anyway, we have to take a break.
We do.
We've got news coming up, and later on, Boy, so much to talk about. We probably won't deal with my AI show analysis in today's show.
Okay.
We'll wait till Josh is here for that. But I do want to talk about the burning of my face later on because, well, it's a modern medical miracle.
I'm sure it's fine, Freddie.
Fine, Freddie.
Hi, everybody.
We'll be right back, everybody. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies. Three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Hey, everyone. Remind you that we are back with Amazon and the affiliate program, and we couldn't be happier about it. So go to TMOSpodcast.com, click on the Amazon button, and it takes you right to your Amazon choices and do all your shopping. If you get your regular stuff, your bottles of water, anything you want, and we'll have more information on Amazon coming up, but we want you to check
that
out.
Can I reach out to a couple of the creeps out there?
Yes.
Josh has put up our favorites. So if you really want to get to know us at a cellular level, you can check and see what we're ordering on Amazon and get to know us. Get to know me, Mike.
And by the way, if you have more money than the three principals of the show, and by the way, who doesn't?
Odds are, yeah.
I'm going to put that great coffee machine that I had at my mother-in-law's house.
Yes.
Because it's that good and I want it so bad. No, I'm not. I don't want you to buy it for me. Hold on.
Yeah, send
don't
a lot
that,
of them.
But buy it for yourself. Because it's really, yeah, it's really cool.
Mike doesn't want a coffee. Mike wants a fur coat.
Yeah, play the thing.
Yeah,
please?
Okay, let's
Thank
do
you
it.
Very much. Speaking of stuff, this
stuff.
Is a,
I love stuff.
We're gonna start with tech because this is really, really cool for tech geeks that love headphones, and I'm a tech geek that loves headphones.
Well,
so
we
I start
live in
with
headphones.
This.
Yeah.
There have been rumors floating around about Sony coming out to compete with the AirPod Maxes with a new pair of headphones. Sony has a new pair of flagship wireless headphones, and the price tag eclipses even the ultra expensive AirPods Max 2. Which were really expensive.
Yeah.
That's why the Chinese are manufacturing ripoffs and
you
knockoffs
know where those,
all the time.
Where they come from, Mike, is China.
It's called the 1000X, the Collection headphones. That's Collection headphones. Terrible name.
Are they are they earbuds or are they over the ear?
I think
headphones?
They're headphones. They're Sony's 10th anniversary celebration for its lauded 1000X series, and they're doing it big. First, there's the price. It's a whopping $650
oof,
for these,
oof,
which is $100 more expensive than AirPods Max 2. It's even more expensive than MacBook Neo. What's MacBook Neo? Do you know?
Yeah, he was in the movie with Keanu Reeves.
No.
For
that price, Sony says you'll get some killer sound. The centerpiece is what Sony is calling a bespoke driver unit with a soft edge, as well as a high rigidity dome. Made from, hey, now don't get horny, that's made from a unidirectional carbon composite material. The translation, according to Sony, these headphones offer a wider soundstage and more detail than the regular old WH-1000XM6.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's such nonsense.
Whatever.
First of all, beyond earbuds for, like, convenience, never listen to music wirelessly. They already compressed the hell out of it. It's been compressed at the recording. It's been compressed as they turn it into something in your phone.
What if you're listening over a big speaker and you're listening through your phone? Like I listen to all my music around the house.
Oh, so yeah, then you can, but that's not headphones. If you want headphones, they've got to be wired. Don't this is what you need right here. These are, I've worn them for 25 years, the Sony 7506s. And people will tell you, well, it's not great like Beats, or it's not great like this newfangled thing.
Right.
It's because they respect the bass response. You can't hear anything on Beats headphones except
Bass. Have you ever had or tried AirPod Maxes?
I have them.
And you don't use them?
No, I do. But like when I...
No, those are not AirPod Max. AirPod Max are headphones.
Oh, the big headphones. Oh, no, I've
never
tried them.
I got them for like a Christmas present 2-3 years ago.
And you got them on Temu, right?
No, I got the knockoffs on Temu that don't have the juice, but I use the AirPod. And they drive me nuts with connectivity, especially when I'm trying to connect to my computer.
There's another problem.
It drives me insane
trying
to connect. And they seem to only connect when I don't want them to, when they will connect to this board or they will connect to the phone or something like that. But the audio, the fidelity to me is always really, really good, in my opinion.
I think it's a step down. I do. And I'm very particular about headphones. I tried to switch.
All right.
These, the new Apple ones, they're fantastic. They are really, really good.
Well, those are AirPods.
Yeah, yeah. I like them a lot. But again,
I don't like the only time I want to enter ear is when I'm using IFB style stuff in my in my show.
And when you use Q-tips.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wax on, wax off, ladies
disgusting.
And gentlemen.
Yeah.
Zahara Jolie graduated from Spelman College in Atlanta over the weekend. And yes, I said Zahara Jolie, not Zahara Jolie Pitt. She dropped the Pitt and goes by Zahara Marley Jolie. Not surprisingly, Angelina Jolie was at the ceremony while Brad was not. TMZ says he didn't even reach out to her because he's become so estranged from the kids since his split with their mom.
I'm glad Harvey Levin knows that.
Angelina adopted Zahara in 2005. Brad legally adopted her and her brother Maddox in 2006. Maddox has also dropped the Pitt from his last name, and so have two of Brad's biological children, Shiloh and Vivian. Well, Brad, that's a bad track record.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of hatred, man.
I think we should all drop the Pitt.
There's no word.
Did you drop the Pitt, Mike?
Sure, I'll drop the Pitt.
Attaboy.
Anytime you want. There's no word how the other two kids, Knox and Pax, feel about their dad's last name, but it doesn't sound all good for the Bradster. But
I keep waiting for him to show up on that show with Noah Wiley.
Yeah, the Pitt.
Don't drop the Pitt.
Eddie Murphy has a strict rule about his kids working in showbiz. They can't do it until they're adults. Good call, Eddie.
That is a good call.
Eddie's 24-year-old daughter, Bella, finally got her break in 2021 in the sequel Coming to America. But before that, she says, quote, "I would always ask my dad, can I please be an extra in this movie? Please." He'd always say no. She adds, quote, "He really wanted me to have a normal childhood, which I'm very appreciative of."
Mm-hmm.
Although she adds that waiting made her even more obsessed with a career in the entertainment industry.
It's fine. Bella, make him wait. Make him wait.
Bella now has a small role. Is in the new Netflix movie Roommate, starring Adam Sandler's kid, Sadie.
She's funny.
Eddie's, I don't think he's in Nick Cannon territory yet, but he's got 10 kids.
He does. And you know what? Remember, he was out of our life for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was doing the family thing. Eddie Murphy, to me, I would think by now I'd be sick of him.
Yeah,
because he was super sizzling hot when I was a kid.
You can't,
but
his talent is
so
too superb.
Talented. And, we talked about, Josh and I talked about on the movie show, we talked about Trading Places, his first movie. When he puts his foot in the camera, he's a star. He's a Hollywood star. You can see it right away.
Only two of his kids are still under 18. So he's got a lot of little crumb crunchers running around. And good for Eddie. I like Eddie Murphy.
Do you think he changed diapers?
No way.
No,
hell no. Like a line of 10 people that would do that. Wheel of Fortune will celebrate America's 250th birthday next month with 2 weeks of patriotic programming sponsored by Coca-Cola, of course.
Well, I mean, that's America, baby.
The shows will air the weeks of June 1st and the 29th. Ryan Seacrest, Vanna White, and yes, Coca-Cola will help viewers, quote, "Drink in the spirit, sights, and stories of America through the lens of one of television's most beloved shows." So I
that
would imagine
so deep that crap there.
All the puzzles will be Americana and things like that.
I'd like to
that,
solve right? Thomas Nefferson.
Viewers can also enter the Drink in America giveaway for a chance to win a trip to either a national park or Universal Studios.
Guess what they're going to pick? They're going to pick Universal Studios and go see them monsters. Good. You know what they didn't mention is, what? And I'm excited about this, you know, they've really incorporated Vanna into the show since Ryan is gone. She is going to have red, white, and blue vajazzling done for that 2 weeks piece.
Very, very exciting.
Very nice, because she loves America.
Wait till you see how she turns the letters when that happens.
Oh, dear.
This past Friday was National Pizza Party Day, so what's your favorite place to place a mega order for family, friends, or coworkers? And remember, this is a pizza party, so you will not be ordering from that fancy place that charges $50 a pie, unless you're a pizza baller. According to a new report,
pizza baller.
Pizza Hut is still America's favorite pizza chain.
Why are we so stupid?
19% said it was their preferred place for a mass order. So maybe there's still a runway for it to be revitalized with its planned nostalgia push.
I saw that.
Man, pizza. We don't know our good pizza. Hey, look, the best pizza is if you find a local joint that makes great pizza.
I've got one Domino's, place that I go to here, yeah.
Domino's was next at 17%, followed by Papa John's, Little Caesars, and Marco's. They're all, look, they're chain pizza joints.
Do you think Josh likes Domino's or a...
Oh, yeah.
Or Pizza Hut.
Yeah, he likes Beauty and the Beast pizza.
If I had to do a big order, like a huge one, I'd go to Costco. Their pizza is cheap and it's good. If it's a massive order.
Swear to God, we ought to have them as an advertiser. I think they're sending you checks.
For a medium-sized party.
Are you talking about the frozen kind, or are you talking about the kind you would get in their little restaurant?
The restaurant. The food court. Yeah, but... better than any of the choices you put up there is Lido. Lido pizza here in the DC. Lido is sensational.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Lido might come from the Baltimore, Washington, Virginia.
I think
area.
It was University of Maryland where it was founded. Boz Skaggs.
There has been an uptick in the frozen pizza industry, but in periods of surging prices like now, consumers are extra sensitive to value. Speaking of, my wife's brick and mortar store here in Fort Myers, Florida, a few doors down is a pizza joint, and they do, I don't know what days it are, it is, I think it's Sunday, and one other day of the week, they do half price pizza for cash, and it is a winner
that's a
chicken
deal.
Dinner. It is a great deal, and it works.
What toppings do you get there? What's
nothing,
this?
Just a cheese pizza.
Just cheese pizza? Okay.
Just like a New York pie. Mm-hmm. If a pizza joint starts charging a higher amount, especially on top of delivery fees and tips, people will just get their own frozen pizzas. But if frozen pizzas are charging fresh pizza prices, obviously the result will be very negative for consumers.
It's true. I remember when I worked at Safeway, you could get a Totino's for like $1.79.
Yeah, very cheap, the frozen pizzas.
When I was in college, it was perfect. But I'm not paying $7, $8, $9, $10 for a frozen pizza.
Man, I want a pie now. I'm going to call Mrs. O'Mara, see if she can bring one of those pies home. Coconut pizza. Yum.
Yum.
Finally, today, a 62-year-old man in Florida named Robert Boston.
Are you sure he's from Florida?
Don't know. He was arrested after he marched over to his neighbor's property at 3 a.m. a few weeks ago. He was carrying a ladder, and he had a mission. He was upset about a malfunctioning motion light. And so he placed a ladder against a building. He climbed up. He yanked the floodlight off the wall entirely, and he left it on the ground. He removed it so forcefully that he caused $800 in damages by pulling wiring loose from inside the wall. Must have been those real
That's a big pull right there, yeah.
And one more important detail, Robert was also naked.
Oh, no!
He was caught on surveillance footage doing all of this wearing nothing except a watch, a headlamp, and flip-flops. No word on where he was hiding the headlamp and what head it was on.
That's the Mike O'Mara uniform, isn't it?
Yay, fantastic. I bet one of them ring things. Probably one of them ring doorbells. Anyway, those ring floodlights that I got. We'll take a break. We will come back and we will talk about, this seems to be a good topic for today's show.
Yeah.
We will talk about the Lewis and Clark people and burning my face off, ladies and gentlemen. Or maybe we'll talk to Rob about divorce. All that coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara. Is this time for my live thingy right now?
Yeah, this is the live one.
Let me tell you about Omaha, okay?
Love it.
I have a choice. I can call Mrs. O'Mara and say, bring home a pie, or I can go out to my freezer. I can put a Wagyu smash burger out on my little Blackstone and yummy, yummy in my tummy.
I haven't opened the Wagyus yet. How are they?
They are phenomenal, like everything from Omaha Steaks. Honestly, does it get any better than a perfectly cooked steak burger?
No.
That's exactly what you get with Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, ladies and gentlemen. For just $99.99, you'll score 20 premium steak burgers for each. A filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. These aren't your average grocery store burgers. These thick, juicy, 6-ounce burgers are exactly what your grill needs.
True.
You'll get a cookout that you can throw together as easy as putting it on the grill. That's all you have to do. No fillers, no shortcuts. Just top quality beef done right. From freezer to grill to your belly, you can thank me later. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Mm. Plus, a free 8-pack of Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers total for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your entire order. That's $35 off with promo code M-I-K-E. Let me hear you. Get the steak burgers. Put them on your Blackstone or your grill or whatever you want to do.
I think that Harry Carey was probably a frying pan guy, don't you?
You know, we'll talk about my face sloughing off in a second here.
Okay.
But do you want to talk about divorce or the Charlie bus?
I think I want to talk about divorce because this, and not because I'm interested in the notion of being divorced.
Well, I'm an expert. I think I speak with that.
You're very good at it. Yeah.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, which was your favorite divorce of the two?
There are no favorites, Rom. It's a failure. It's like a death. Thank you, James Malloy, for the $10 super chat. We appreciate it.
Oh.
Rob, no, don't worry about it. Don't be obsessive compulsive. Just move on.
All right, very good.
It's like, it really is. It is really, really like a death in the family. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. It's horrible. My second divorce was the worst of the two because it was children involved.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to do that. It's terrible.
I'm sorry you lost them. No, I'm kidding.
Bastard.
No.
I'm glad I have a good relationship. My wife, my ex and I have a good relationship. So, you know, that's fine. And, you know, you have to take the high road. I tell people that all the time. But as far as, you know, when it happens, the best part, somebody told me the best part of a divorce are the kids and the worst part are the kids. Because you're missing out on the full experience with your children, but you still have them. And if you continue the relationship, unlike Brad Pitt, life can be pretty good. And
lose
I love both Catherine and Elizabeth.
My parents were so, so great during the divorce. I have to ask, did I tell you about my dad's last phone call to my mom?
No.
It was a few weeks out from his death. And he was in and out as far as being totally cognizant of what was going on.
Okay.
But this day he was pretty good. And we used to put his phone sort of behind him on the night table in the hospital because he'd make calls in the middle of the night. And they were creepy and they were no good. But he said, I want to call your mom. I said, you want to call Sharon? He said, yeah. I said, okay, let me get your phone. And I stood behind him and I texted my mom real quick. I said, Bob's going to call. You don't have to answer. Because, you know, it's hard when you talk to someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did call her. He was on speakerphone. And this was the sweetest moment because they just went through, you know, normal, how you doing? What's going on? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? And then when he closed, he just said, I love you. And I was there to hear that. And it's like, wow, you know what? That's pretty
amazing.
That
had to feel, as a kid, that had to be, you know, had to feel amazing. I mean, that would be
special. It was something that I will hold on to forever. And it's great when you can have a divorce that doesn't harm the kids. But there are things that matter more than children, Mike, like television.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading Newsweek. Do you still take Newsweek?
Oh, every week.
Yeah, and Time. They talked
about it. You used to have to read it.
Why?
We had to read it for current events. I think the course was called Current Issues. The entire senior class took it at the same place in the high school auditorium. It was the only mass student class that we had. And out of that came my first radio show that I did with John Burney, who was once on this show.
I remember John Burney.
Called Newsline, where before the class started every morning, we would have Newsline every Friday morning. And broadcast it to the whole high school.
Did that get you out of anything because you did that?
No, or was
that
because just we were in early. It was the first class of the day. Okay. And we'd be in there doing it. And I had Gustav Holst, The Planets, as my...
good theme.
It was a great theme. It was a great production music. Because back in the day, you didn't have this AI stuff. You just
Did you play it off a record?
Yeah.
That's great. That
every,
is so
every
great.
Day. Every day. This is news. It was fun.
Well, there's a 33-year-old woman who spoke to Newsweek. Her name is LaDawn Richardson. And as they were finalizing her divorce, it doesn't say if there were kids. I don't think there was. But she said, and this is in the court transcript, all I want is the car, the dog, and the Netflix password.
Are there?
And although it was received as tongue-in-cheek, it is in the final divorce papers.
Were there other assets involved?
I'm sure there were, but this is focusing on the fact that this was her quote in court. It doesn't say what state she's from because Newsweek is great. But I was just thinking, you get in there, you change the password to your password, and you can get whatever you want on Netflix for the rest of your life. It's not a bad deal.
I remember during one of the breakups that on the other side, what was said? All I want is the car, the dog, half of the house, half of the other house. Half of the house, you get the whole other house.
Oh, house and a half.
We'll sell the one house.
Okay.
And then a just a stipend monthly amount of money that most people would probably live on for a year.
Yeah.
With that monthly amount of
that must have felt good to mail that payment because it let her know that you were still thinking of her.
Let me just say this.
Did you call her and say I love you?
I don't think I got around to that.
Okay. I mean, busy day.
I will tell you this, that both of mine, both of my divorces came, and I'm glad for this, at the peak of my earnings.
That's lucky. That's really lucky.
That's what I call the real stroke of luck.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have that good luck.
That just wonderful luck. But you know what the bottom line is? I have two happy, healthy, beautiful daughters from that relationship. And I'm delighted, and I moved on, and then I found my beautiful bride, Carla, and life is good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I will be going through the bins at the local Goodwill soon.
You will not be going through the bins.
Just like Josh does.
Did you give Carla the Netflix password, though?
Yes, she has that too. Yeah. But she doesn't care about television. She really doesn't.
That's what she wants you to think.
She likes, you know, her little crime shows, but she doesn't look in.
That's really like more of a Peacock thing, isn't it?
I wanted her to share the Dutton Ranch with me, but she will not. Just like she didn't share Yellowstone with me.
Right.
I'm all about Beth and Rip.
It's not in her, it's not her cup of tea, Mike.
Yeah, but that's very nice that she was that disinterested in the rest of the
family because I have the most stripped-down Netflix account that you can have. It does commercials like every 6 minutes, and I would love to upgrade on the dime of someone else. It'd be great, you know?
I have that on one of the other services where if I'm watching a movie, I will get a commercial.
Paramount? At
Amazon Prime, I think.
Amazon
is what
Prime
I,
does it.
They do
the
it
free,
too, right?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Okay, sucks.
Probably not a newish movie on Amazon Prime.
No, I think the how's your lung? How are your lungs doing? Do you want to let a real good one out? There you go. Still nervous. I'm skittish. I am really skittish.
Yeah,
about
I'm not
that.
Skittish. I'm just tired of it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's why you slept as much as you did because of your breathing.
Could be.
Yeah. Have you talked to any physicians today?
I have an appointment. Okay. Next Tuesday.
Are you okay? Do you want to go get like a glass of water or something?
No, if I Mike during the commercial, I will take a cough drop.
Okay. Very good. Let's
I will
do
use
it.
A lozenge and you will say,
let's do it right
say
now.
Is that a
let's
gummy?
Let's just do it
and
right
I'll say,
now.
No. No. All right.
Yes, go right to it. Thank you. Commercial time on the Mike O'Bara Show. It's really, really an interesting time. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. One of the things down here in Florida that people do a lot of is go to the dermatologist to see what kind of sun damage has been done and what they can do. Now, I've heard many different things that I am not an expert on the subject, that sunburns you had when you were a kid can come back to haunt you and that
type of
thing. Did
you burn a lot as a kid?
I did.
Yeah, and you're fair-skinned like
so
me.
So I have to be very careful. But I get checked every year, and most recently I went to a new guy, a new lady. She was a PA for the dermatologist. I didn't see the doctor. That's the new way of
Well,
the
you
world.
You gotta earn it.
And Carla recommended this PA, and I went to see her, and she gave me the... Not a POA. Well, not bad.
Okay, I was just making
really,
sure
when she was checking the back,
it was
not an unpleasant sensation.
Was there a definite time when you knew the meeting was over?
No.
Okay, good.
Stop it.
Okay, that's really not appropriate.
So the thing is that she said, we're going to prescribe, she said, have you ever been treated for these precancerous areas that your sensitive face from when you had sun? I said, yeah, I got this cream and it kind of almost made my face, break out in like a rash and stuff. So when we use
proper medicine can be really sort of, it's harmful. It can be because it makes
you
got to
be careful
off,
with
right?
it. And she says, just put it on your fingertips and smear your forehead down your temples and onto your cheeks and then a little bit on your nose. That's it. And I started Saturday, and as you can see, there's not a lot happening. I go back tomorrow for a progress report, and here's what's freaking me out. It's not really doing anything right now, and two things are at play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a great listener when I go to a doctor. If I get something that... My desire when I go to any kind of doctor is to get out of that office as quick as I can.
Right.
And I tend to not pay attention, and I race out, and I'll...
Don't you double park most of the time, leave the engine running?
If I could keep the engine running, I would. And it's like, Scoob, stop. Rob has depression, Mike. See a doctor. Who is he talking to? Me? Or is he talking to you?
I mean, the fact that I have depression is really hard to
spot. He's
crying
on the show, and he's depressed, and he's like, you're
not crying on the show.
You were showing some emotion when you were talking about your mom and dad. That was
emotional. That was sweet. That wasn't because of depression. That was a good thing.
All I'm saying is, do you think Scoob has a point that maybe you could get more help if that's the case?
I would think so. Helen Keller said I wasn't depressed.
Is that is there a punchline to that at all? Or,
it's a thinker right there.
Okay. Keller said I wasn't.
Because she can't see. She can't
or hear or speak. Yeah. All right. So where the hell was I?
I could tell you the Helen Keller matzo joke.
Go ahead.
So I had a Helen Keller over for Sabbath dinner, and I put the matzo in front of her, and she touched it. She says, "Who writes this crap?"
Okay, that's a Braille joke right there.
Yeah, I wanted to offend everyone.
What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
What's that?
Wawa. Thank you. We're here all week. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the... I thought it would be a lotion of some kind.
Right.
That's what I thought. It's like, wipe it here, you just rub it on. It's not. It's like a liquid.
Oh,
and so it's tough to keep that where they wanted you to keep it because it's, You put it on your phone. I don't know what the F's wrong. I have to go tomorrow, find out. I know what's going to happen. They said, well, this doesn't seem to be working. Maybe we should turn something stronger and
I don't know if you're still in touch. You don't keep in touch with a lot of people, but someone who might be able to help you with that is Porno Dan.
Did he have skin cancer?
No, but he was an expert on fluids on faces.
That is so gross. And there it is again, that substance that you joke about. You make me sick. Oh, my God, that's nasty.
You know what?
What do I do with that?
I dare say.
What the hell do I do with that? You just say it and leave it out there, and then I have to deal with it.
I dare say that that is less disgusting than your face sloughing off.
I don't. It's not. Look.
Well, I mean, the whole notion of
there's nothing red. There's nothing happening.
Right.
It's not working. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll find out tomorrow. One little side note before
Please.
We press on, ladies and gentlemen. I try to avoid talking about the neighborhood because I think I've beaten that to a pulp. I really do. I think I have really said enough. But there's one type of person. I might have mentioned it before,
And
I wrote this down. I call them the Lewis and Clark people.
Okay, Lewis and Clark, the explorers?
Yes.
Okay.
These are the people that don't just go for a walk with their significant other or by themselves and wear, you know, active wear, like maybe a nice T-shirt and some walking shorts or some gym shorts and some really nice walking or exercise shoes that you have. These are the people that get I would say the outfit will be... It will never be any synthetic material of shorts.
May I guess their key factor? I would think that khaki would be a big mover
khaki
for them. Yeah,
shorts.
Yes.
And the shoes will always not be, they won't be sneakers. They will be something that goes up to the ankle, almost like a hiking boot.
Sure.
Then they have the ankle socks, which I hate.
I do too.
Flippin' hate. Ankles. Then they will wear, the women will wear a giant effing hat. They will have this floppy hat, and then they all will wear like the crocodile hunter shirts.
Sure. Yeah. Well, they're out there, Mike. They're in nature.
And it looks like they could either be going on a walk or tending to their effing gardens, and
yes,
I hate it.
Exactly.
And
well, they're
I have
out
no
there.
No real reason for making that comment, but I don't like it. So stop it. Just walk. Wear normal clothing, for Christ's sake.
They are hiding in the mangroves, waiting to catch little boys fishing, and they have to wear the right outfit.
Oh my God, he did it yesterday, and I didn't even. He didn't tell his mother or me
that
he was going out with the neighbor kids. Tomorrow, I promise you, I will bring a picture of the bass he caught.
And 2 feet?
And let them use it. And you know what? Let them use it as evidence against me, too. That's fine. I'll put it right on the show. Yeah, this is what he caught being illegal in our neighborhood. Bastards. Pay a gazillion dollars for an HOA fee. Give me a break. Come on now.
All you want is a little bass, maybe a hush puppy. That's all you want.
Man, oh, man, this is a massive fish. I don't know how many pounds. I'll ask him. But it was great.
Would it be valid that you can't clean it and eat it because of the water?
No, okay, you don't know what's in that water.
Yeah,
that water is like filled with you know, nitrates, chemicals, griblies,
and old neighbors.
All that stuff. But I bet those Lewis and Clark Explorer Fs would probably eat the fish. We have to move on. Do you have any beautiful stuff for us today?
It's gorgeous.
Very
good. Beautiful. Really, really pretty.
Yeah, thank you for the jizz joke. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras, unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. It is time for a little video on the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
I have something here that is horrifying, so I have to remind you that no one was hurt. But if you ever go to an air show, You got to be aware that something like this could conceivably happen.
Is this the
two
military jets?
Yes. Have you seen
it? You know, here's what's odd about this piece of tape.
Uh-huh.
It almost appears like it's in slow motion.
Yeah.
And it's not. And they are obviously getting mixed signals. And, you know, the tape speaks for itself. But, yeah, I'm glad. And you'll find out why nobody was hurt. You see it right away why they
survived. They get out so fast. This is in Idaho. Okay. So take a look.
Air show. It's like they're mating.
Yeah. There's fire. And they're all out. And they're out. Four parachuters out.
And boom.
Look at that explosion.
That's a lot of money right there.
Yep.
And then they all seem to be coming down in short order. You know, that cuts off, even with the clip that I saw, and I freak out because I always think, are they going to land in the fire? You know, are they going to come straight down? But
I've never parachuted. I think I would like to, but I think you can steer a little bit.
Yeah, you can move yourself out of that stuff. By the way, tomorrow on the show, Rob and I never finished our discussion about the Martin Short documentary,
yes.
And we will do that tomorrow. Go ahead, Rob.
This is a lady. Her website or her handle is called Never She Sings. And it's like Murder, She Wrote, but it's not. It's a lady that does a really good Angela Lansbury impression, singing songs that Angela Lansbury would never sing. Like the theme to Frasier.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
Angela Lansbury, I mean, how long has she been dead?
I think a while, but I think because of the Murder, She Wrote is still on all the time. People
is this
know,
a new
yeah,
video?
This is going on. And I think, Mike, you're a mimic. I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I thought
phenomenal.
Isn't it great?
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What's a girl to do? Fletcher has left the building.
Do we know the name of the artist?
The name is Mim.
Doing that?
Mim, M-I-M, Paquin.
I bet she's got others. She has to have others if she can
Mike,
do that.
I dug deep. She should stick to Angela Lansbury because her Liza is substandard.
No, I don't need Liza.
But you know what? That was pretty good. Everything you click on with her, I think you will enjoy. So
okay,
I like that.
Very good.
Next, let us look at this. Do you remember the pencil lady from China?
The pencil lady that had the factory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's working on a different presentation because halfway through her newest commercial, the mood changes.
Order our big order, no problem. We shop worldwide, over in 16 countries.
Our pencils go to schools,
see?
Offices, and brands around the world. Want custom logo? We do it. Want private label packaging? Done.
Hi, I'm Luna, your one-stop pencil supplier in China. DM me for details.
See?
Do you get the impression that there are just horrible working conditions going on where the pencils, you know, like people breathing in lead fumes?
Yeah, gotta
and
be.
All
they
that
they
crap.
Went back to lead from graphite. And also, I think some people try to smuggle themselves out in a pencil.
Now, wait a minute. Are modern pencils not lead?
No,
anymore?
They're graphite.
They're graphite?
Yeah. And I don't even know. I think it's been a long time since they've been lead, but the name remains.
So. Oh, I always thought they were still, when I was still back in the 60s, when we were chewing the ends of our lead pencils.
Lick it up, baby.
I can't feel my toes. I can't feel my toes anymore.
Who would you say? I mean, there are so many answers, and I had subscribed to some of them. Who do you think invented the music video? I know you'll hate to hear a lot of people say the Monkees.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton did not invent the music video, but they have like songs that were recorded. And
no, you
filmed.
Go back for. Does it have to be rock and roll when you're talking about
no.
who invented? Because there have been artists that have been, you know, the big bands of the 40s.
Yeah, there were actually film jukeboxes in the 40s.
You look up Hawaiian War Chant with the Benny Goodman Orchestra.
Great
song. I'm being serious here. You check out Buddy Rich and what they did on that. Usually it was in a movie, though.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do that type of thing.
But this is today is the 60th anniversary of the Beatles saying we're not going to tour anymore. And to do that, they needed to still promote their new single, which was called Paperback Writer. And they did something that was just totally unheard of. They sent a film to Ed Sullivan.
It's an assignment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a feature taped for us in England by Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison.
Still can't believe it was the biggest show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Here they come. They're holding cellophane on their face.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Hello, Ed.
All right. Hello. Well, I'm sorry we can't be there in person, you know, to do this show, but everybody's busy these days with the washing and the cooking. And we hope you like it. And one's called Rain and one's called Paperback Writer.
And then he played the films. But, I mean, that is sort of thumbing your nose to the biggest...
No, that's not thumbing your nose. What that is flexing your muscles.
True.
They were big enough that they could get away with it. Your run of the mill, you know, performers wouldn't have that much juice to be able. The Beatles were that hot,
yeah.
And they were that. Their debut appearance in the United States on the Ed Sullivan Show was that big for Ed Sullivan.
Huge.
That you know, he the Beatles again?
Yeah,
they could do it. They could write their own ticket. That's the way they did it.
60 years ago today, they made that film, and I believe Day Tripper was released, or Paperback Writer was released. Next week sometime, but that's how they got it. It was that film aired
the following week. You mean back in the day?
Yeah, that film aired before the single was out. So
okay, all right.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
Do you think they invented it then? Do you give them credit for inventing the music video?
I think they get credit for this. They did a video or a film in lieu of touring to promote.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, artists have been captured before, but that was really, I think, on purpose.
And did you watch the whole thing with the, how were the videos?
Oh, they're great. You can see them on the Beatles 1 video release. I think it's on DVD, where they have them totally restored. They're great. I mean, all the Beatles stuff.
You know what?
Great.
I'm not going to watch that.
I don't think you should. let's close with this, Mike.
Okay.
You're a dog guy. I'm
yes,
a dog guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up with almost anything from a dog, but I hate a dog scratching his ass on the carpet. I hate
dragging it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Worms.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it's okay because you have a musical mat down that your toddler plays with to make music, but the dog doesn't make music. Is there anything worse?
Say that again, please.
Is
That's
there anything
trooper.
Worse than the arched back of a dog that is dealing with anal troubles?
Yeah, make sure your toddler touches those things right after the dog's been there.
And Mike, that is your beautiful video today.
Yeah, okay, little Ricky, come on over and touch those keys again. That's lovely.
We really need some Lysol wipes.
Tomorrow, the three of us will be reunited after the night at Disney. Can't wait to hear all about that. We'll talk about the Martin Short documentary, yes.
I meant to tell you, tomorrow I've got to go to Wild World.
Oh, okay, with Carrie?
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Have fun on those water slides. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, all your shopping on Amazon, please do it through the Mike O'Meara Show page.
Yes.
The TMOSpodcast.com, that's where that is. And a little button there, very easy for you to connect and do all your Amazon stuff for us and through that. Doesn't cost you a thing more, and it helps us immeasurably. We'll be back tomorrow. For Josh Sharoka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.